South Pars is the largest natural gas field in the world, split between Iran and Qatar. Iran says it was targeted by airstrikes overnight, reportedly by Israel. Iran's president warning of consequences beyond control. And Qatar accused Israel of a dangerous and irresponsible step that threatens global energy security. In response, Iran advised citizens near five oil and gas facilities in US-allied Gulf states, including Qatar, to evacuate. And on Wednesday night, Qatar reported major damage from a missile attack at a refinery. Saudi Arabia also said it intercepted ballistic missiles. The price of oil has spiked again amid the tensions. And as the Gulf remains closed off for energy exports to nations Iran sees as allied with the US and Israel.
We all agree, of course, that Strait has to open up again. And what I know is that allies are working together, discussing how to do that.
US allies have so far refused White House requests for help to open up the Strait of Hormuz. Overnight, the US military says it struck Iranian missile sites along the strait.
The United States military has a lot of capabilities, as you have seen play out over the last 18 days. And they still do have tricks up their sleeve.